Pope John Paul appeared at his study window on Easter Sunday as promised, but did not speak. He tried to say something, but made only some sound. The 84-year-old Pope looked pained at not being able to address the pilgrims. He has been a great communicator and a very visible Pope and is clearly suffering at his inability to speak. Aides had prepared a microphone for him, but the Pope was only able to make the sign of the cross. Many of those present cried in St. Peter's Square. It was the most emotional Easter in the Pope's long 26-year papacy. John Paul's Easter message was read by the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Angelo Sodano.
Fratelli e sorelle nel Signore, al termine di questa solenne celebrazione...
Dear brothers and sisters, the Cardinal said, I have the honor of reading Pope John Paul's Urbi et Orbi message. The Pope followed the text as it was read. In the message, the Pope called for peace for the countries of the Middle East and Africa, where, he said, so much blood continues to be shed. He also called for solidarity towards those in the world suffering and dying from poverty and hunger, decimated by fatal epidemics or devastated by immense natural disasters. Earlier, Easter Mass was celebrated without the Pope for the first time. Thousands turned out all the same to mark the most joyful day in the Christian calendar, the day Jesus rose from the dead. The sun came out during Mass that began under threatening grey skies. Bright flowers decorated St. Peter's Square. Cardinal Sodano stood in for the Pope, who is still too weak to preside over a long ceremony. During the Mass, a prayer read in Portuguese urged life and new energy for the Pope. The 84-year-old pontiff has not been strong enough to take part in any of the services of this Holy Week leading up to Easter. Many people have started to realize a new phase has begun in Pope John Paul's papacy. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.